Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. Thanks for making us part of your day. General at your service, at ease. If you see me, bear me. N-A. I know a lot of people could probably use a cold beer after four straight extra innings games for the Rangers. The defeat last night, it's starting to get that nauseating type of feel. But we're only three games under 500, okay? Yeah. Why all the long faces? There's Wolchuk. Broadus is off today, actually a rare day without the former Cowboys scout and Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pim Cup at Mass Control. Chief is here. I believe Carter Freeman's back there coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty well. I mean, I do think it's it was one of those where, you know, I wouldn't bring this up. You know, Brian likes to watchdog the days that we take off. Fair or foul? You take off when lady friend is ill and you got to take care of her. But you don't take off when you're the one that's sick and kind of contaging the entire place.
Yeah.
Spreading the germs.
He was contaging this entire environment.
We were all contagioned.
Yeah. He's a gentleman. We know that. But also he has to take ownership. Because he was the one who gave it to her.
Yeah.
So
he feels terrible.
The formula equals him having to do some heavy lifting now.
It's a window into his psyche. I think a lot of guys would be like, good luck getting to the doctors. I got to go to work.
Yeah,
you know,
I got takes.
But Broadus, are you kidding me?
No, he likes to take care of people.
This is
he
the does. Ultimate sign of love because she knows how much he loves the microphone.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's willing to punt on 4.5 hours of mic time.
Yeah.
Prime interrupting sports takes time. The fact that he's willing to do that for her, it shows her, wow, he's serious.
This is a Disney dad jumping off the ship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, dang it. I got to make this up.
I mean, Brian is probably having work withdrawals right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's starting to shake.
Yeah.
Oh, he's MFing us right now, listening to the radio.
An absolute workaholic. But I hope his lady's doing all right.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
You know, when you've been sick for 4 or 5 days in a row, you know, at some point you got to call it and head on in. And if you can't get yourself in, you need somebody like Broadus to take care of you. So hopefully Brian will be back soon.
He'll make her a hot toddy. You know, he's good
absolutely.
In that kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Sure make her some little remedy things that you kind of boil up and chop onions in first.
Yeah. You know, he's been working nonstop in that kitchen trying to come up with some home remedy.
Take a sip of this. Yeah.
Rangers are down bad, though. And
let's try not to talk about it.
Falling to the Orioles in extras, I mean, you have DeGrom going against this clown Young tonight. I mean, we're gonna even the series and then go to win the series tomorrow, and just like that,
blanket.
You know, at that point they would have won 5 out of 7 series. But yes, I get the feeling around DFW right now. It's like there's a lack of belief, and I do have to wonder if the lack of belief has permeated that clubhouse and dugout pretty good now, because You know, just it doesn't. I mean, when Adolis hit that, I was like, oh, wow, okay, this is fun.
Yes.
But it was so shocking. Like, holy crap, they came up with a huge hit.
Oh, it was stunning.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it was jarring.
I literally jumped out. If I felt like it was back in the 2023 playoffs. And then his reaction was like a bat pimp for the ages. He's like, he loved it. He needed it. That was a special moment.
And then 20 minutes later, we got Jack Leiter in the box.
And that's why I need positive Gavin today. I need you to get on your horse bring all the positivity, because I think that was a death blow last night. And I just can't. I can't muster up the positive vibes right now.
Okay, I got something for you, Wolchuk. Thanks for asking.
Yes.
I looked into how do teams within five games under at the break historically do. Rangers are 41-44. It comes down to, can you survive the next couple of weeks? How are these games going to treat you? And we need fight. You know, we need a turnaround. Maybe this team doesn't have the fight in it, but teams that are between one and games below 500 over the last decade of Major League Baseball, they do make the playoffs about 20% of the time. Okay. Somehow they actually finish over 500 about 50% of the time.
Okay.
So these first 81 games aren't necessarily any sort of a doom, I think. But the best I can imagine right now is you'll at least be within striking distance of the wild card through the end of the season. Is that good enough? Like, through the end of the season, I think we're always going to be like, man, if we could just win 9 of 10, and it'll never happen, you know?
But we'll say it. Like,
they're going to keep
it
winning.
It can happen.
They're going to keep getting some great pitching performances, and, you know, they're going to keep going out there and frustrating us, but they'll win enough, I think, to stay within striking distance. The tough news that you have to accept, though, is that sort of long face, that also applied a little bit to CY yesterday, didn't it, when we asked him about, can you be buyers?
Yeah.
They're not going to be buyers unless they absolutely kick butt here over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're going to have to win, probably the remainder of their series going into the All-Star break, because I think he did learn a lesson last year. We got excited. They were able to beat a bad White Sox team. We're thinking, okay, positive mojo going into the break. And then, unfortunately, it just never turned around in the second half.
Here's what else I got for you. If you have DeGrom and Eovaldi, you can't totally sell. This needs to be a, hey, 2025 is in our year. What can we do now to set ourselves up to have more success in 2026?
Agreed.
And maybe that involves not being a competitive taxpayer. Maybe that involves, you know, letting go of some guys who you're not planning to re-sign, and maybe giving yourself a chance to have some prospects. But, you know, I think after you're done avoiding the luxury tax, next year's got to be a big push all in from the owner, right?
Absolutely, because I understand it. Hey, this year there's a lot of the penalties, and maybe that's something the Major League Baseball has to do with that 3 years in a row that we talked about yesterday. So next year you get a clean slate on that. And I'm hoping Ray's doing everything he can to keep putting this thing contending forward. And we'll see. I mean, I think CY, he mentioned that, the expiring contracts. The problem was your juiciest one was Mally. And now that doesn't look like that's a viable option to be able to trade. So maybe somebody really wants Adolis Garcia. Maybe somebody looks at one of your bullpen pieces that's going to be an expiring deal, and they want that for the next half of the season. But we'll see. I'd love them to go on a massive winning streak, and they are buyers again. Like, you know, CY just needs a little spark.
Yeah.
And he overly wants to be aggressive if he can be.
I think we're going to have to wait till the offseason for them to be buyers again. I just hope they're not total sellers.
Yeah.
Like
completely blow it up.
Like, that could affect next season.
Yeah. Like a rebuild type of situation.
Right.
You know, we did enough of that in the 2010s after the glorious start to that decade, and then the little flirt with something fun with Cole Hamels there in the middle. It got too depressing, and I just don't want to live in that kind of baseball world. I don't think CY does either. And if you can't trade DeGrom and get back the farm, what's the point in doing it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the advantage is we have DeGrom and Eovaldi. Really, all we have to do is have a good offense and make the playoffs. Right? With those two guys, you're going to dominate seven-game series.
Yeah. We've seen them do it before. But just a couple of pitchers is really all it takes. They gotta find a way to get some level of just average when it comes to the offense. And these last few games, dude, I kind of lean with Wolchuk here. It is going to take everything they have to be able to bounce back from that, because those types of losses are just so freaking deflating.
They are. And the Rangers have hit just 154 with runners in scoring position and extra innings during this four-game stretch.
Yeah, they've had
so
many chances.
Four of 26.
It's just, I mean, it's a microscopic difference. Like, it's one hit. literally, and they could have all of a sudden you're looking at, hey, you've lost what, 3 out of 4 of these. You could be on the other side of that.
Yeah.
And now we're feeling very different. You're sitting now 3.5 back of the wild card standings. I know we got a couple of texts like, guys, they're not out of this thing. I totally understand. You were 2.5 back. You were 1.5 back. Now you're 3.5 back. You can't keep falling short here in these extra inning games.
I mean, to that point, they don't have to be out of it even if they just hold and maybe trade off one or two players. They have enough players that they could make a run at it in the second half of the season. But, I mean, right now, what are you hitting as a team? Like 235? And with runners in scoring position over the last four days in extra innings, it was 154. That's what makes me believe like they've lost belief. And I don't know how you change that. I think it starts with a different skipper, though.
Yeah, it might just happen.
I would never fire Bochy, but right now I'm like, cool, he's going to retire.
Yeah.
Because we need some new blood in here to shake this thing up. And that's unfortunate because I think Boch is the best manager of my lifetime. All right, it's DeGrom and Young tonight. Jacob could push his ERA under 2. He's at 2.08 right now.
What a stud.
Hey, maybe he finishes off the no-hitter this time, and now we're feeling crotch first, confident coming in on a hump day.
He'd probably throw a no-hitter. We'd be tied at 0 going to the 10th. They are 3.5 out of the wild card, though, and that's a good reminder. But, you know, 41-44, can you stay within a handful of games here? Or at the All-Star break, you absolutely could see this team ripped apart. Okay, the Mavs are being saluted now as the deepest team in the league with the addition of D'Angelo Russell, 10 deep, man, with guys that should start on contenders or could start. I mean, the deepest team I've seen from the Mavs. And who knows, maybe they're not done yet. As you can see right now, with the Bucks waving Damian Lillard and bringing in Miles Turner, there are some extreme things happening across team building. And I wouldn't be in a hurry to do anything if I was Nico. I'm just waiting for the best possible opportunity as these owners are now looking at good players and saying, hey, we can't contend with this guy. It's going to push into luxury tax territory. I'm going to have to write $20, $30 million of a check to the rest of the league. I'd rather just not have this guy on my team. And in the case of Damian Lillard, nobody wants him because he's hurt. But there could be other really good players that become available. And this is where the Vegas money can be the difference. Can Vegas money put the Mavs where the Dodgers are? Like, oh, no, no. We're not getting rid of good players. We're building something crazy here. You know, something that is so good, Texans are demanding they give us our casino. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the upside here for the Mavericks, as free agency is under 24 hours old, and it is definitely wild. We're just living in a different world. Greg Wyshynski coming up to talk Stars with you this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Are they going to bring back Granlund and Dodonov, Wolchuk?
I think Granlund's probably going to be signing in Vancouver. It doesn't sound like they're able to bring him back. Dodonov, I haven't heard anything about. Cody Ceci's gone. He's going to be signing with the Kings. But, yeah, I mean, I'm ready to pick Greg's brain because I just don't see, other than, like, internally you get your younger players, they're another year seasoned, and then you get a full season now of Mikko Rantanen. How are the Stars improving? Because right now, I mean, they were able to bring back Colin Blackwell. That's an affordable deal. That's a fourth-line player. That's not really moving the needle for you to be able to get over the top of a team like Edmonton.
No, I mean, you got Edmonton and Florida to think about.
Yeah, and Florida brought back everybody. That's another wagon that's looking like they're going to go 3 in a row.
I mean, you got to be more physical. You got to change the DNA of your team in a way. Because after this many years, it's kind of clear, especially with Florida, just as good as they are. Trade in the NFC East. Darren Waller unretires, and he is traded to Miami. So the Dolphins are busy trying to rework their operation. This is a net gain for New York, because they weren't going to have Waller anyway. And to me, they're interesting with Malik Nabers and Russell Wilson. I think they have a good defense. I think the Giants could have a pretty dang good defense this year. I mean, I guess you add Abdul Carter. What do they have, Burns and Lawrence already? Like, that could be a nasty front. I say all that to say Cowboys could be in the cellar this year. They could be fourth place in this division.
Yeah, it could go really bad. I mean, that Giants defensive line is... I mean, we talk about some of the Eagles and what the Cowboys have with their pass rush, but the Giants might have the best defensive line in the division and possibly in football if things go as well as it could in New York.
Yeah, that's definitely a huge strength for them. I'm not too familiar with the rest of their defense, but definitely that defensive line is pretty dang legit.
In the offseason.
And yeah, we'll see. I don't know how long of a leash they're going to give to Russell Wilson before they're just like, man, we got to get Jackson Dart up in here to show that, hey, we got something with this guy. And so me, Brian Daboll, and our GM can cling on to that and be like, hey, we still deserve to keep
our jobs. Don't fire us.
Yeah, don't fire us.
Yeah, Russell Wilson in 2024 for the Steelers, which I don't know if that's an accurate way to judge it, but what did he play, about 10 games, 11 games, 16 touchdowns, 5 interceptions? I mean, if you're just asking him to manage the game and not throw it away, I think he can do that for you. I don't think he pushes that offense anywhere near the top. They're going to have a great running game, and I don't think they're ready to win offensively. But I think because of their defensive strengths, you know, if things don't go the Cowboys' way on their own defense, like, can they stop the run? Can they cover? Like, the downside of the Cowboys' defense is terrifying, if you ask me.
Same. Hey,
what do you think of Saquon Barkley? Should the Cowboys have signed him last year? Is this just like a sensitive star player being like, he wants the attention from everybody? I thought that was interesting over the weekend. He's like, yep, Commanders and Cowboys never called, so it's bell to ass.
Yeah. To me, like, the Commanders think fine. Like, they did need a running back. They went ahead and signed Austin Eckler that offseason. The Cowboys just weren't going to be spending big money on a running back, and I don't think any of us were pining for
personal.
Them to sign Barkley. Yeah.
The Cowboys aren't going to sign any All-Pros, no. buddy.
Like, that's a Michael Jordan-esque thing. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and make up something in my mind so I can hate this team.
Flipping Cowboys, man. I can't believe it.
How dare they not call me?
We got to go G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan Day. G-Bag of the Day champ on the other side, and then you got your top 10 at 220 here with Woolchuck, and we're back with you here on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer,
plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here we go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, I believe this is day number two for this piece of audio. Our very own Brian Broaddus did a Coach O impersonation.
He did.
He was inspired because there's a, what is it, was it a video of Coach O out there dancing with a shirt off at a wedding?
At a wedding, yep.
He was out there hitting a nay-nay in the gritty.
He was.
Coach was hitting the gritty. He was in the middle of a circle doing a running man. Go, Coach O! Go, Coach O! Go, Coach O! I have not seen the video. I got to see that. He's a wild boy,
it's,
bro.
It's hilarious, man.
It makes more sense now that you say that my man was going through a divorce too at the same time.
He was feeling good.
Is that photo real of him in that twin bed with that girl?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think he lives down in Miami. I think he's got like a condo situation. They were interviewing him, and he was talking about, oh, I live on the 17th floor of this building. And, you know, he was doing that whole bit, and he was talking about it. Go out, work out every day. Go out there and jog a little bit, and you get outside and let everybody see me without my shirt on. And then, yeah, see me without my shirt on. I was at a wedding the other day, and I was doing some Coach O things. You see me with my no shirt. Yeah, yeah. I was looking pretty good. Had a ride home from the state troopers. State troopers are friends of mine. Yeah, they're friends. Yeah.
I have friends. Yeah.
Classic from Broaddus. I love it.
That was so impromptu. Like, hey. I did not know he had that in his bag.
No.
Coach is looking pretty good at this wedding, too.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a fit guy.
Yeah. He's getting it done. He's out there on the dating scene still. He is just maximizing every bit of that championship.
So he got like, he got $17 million and it's taxed, right? So you get half of that.
Mm-hmm. And so eight's going back to the ex-wife.
See, that feels like this could be a crash out type dance.
Maybe it is.
Not an exciting dance.
But you know he was blitzed.
He's got to get out of Miami right now, fam. Get out.
It's time now for us to get out and get to Woolchuck's top 10 at 220.
Let's do it. All right. I don't know if anybody went and saw the F1 movie over the weekend.
I've been wanting to see that, fam.
I want to see it so bad. I'm with you. I've heard great things about it. 877-881-1053. If you went and saw it, let me know. But in honor of it dominating the box office, it's time for the annual top 10 sports movies of all time. What's your favorite sports movie? We do have Stars News as Roddick Foxa. He's coming back. Round two. They traded him to St. Louis last year. He's coming back home where he began his career with the Stars. Three-year, $2 million annually is what Roddick Foxa is getting. This is a steal for a guy who's probably going to be your second or third line center. Awesome when it comes to the faceoff dot. Really good in the PK as well. Didn't have an awesome offensive season last year with St. Louis, but Roddick Foxa coming back home. Jim Neal's pretty pumped about it. Between his work ethic and his efforts in the community, says Neal, he's always been the consummate professional, and we know that he will be able to seamlessly step back into our dressing room. Former 13th overall pick back in 2012. He's played over 600 games, recorded exactly 200 points with the Dallas Stars. So welcome back to Dallas, Roddick Foxa. I mean, those are kind of the moves that I guess the Stars are going to have to make right now. Cheap, but a guy that they're just hopefully going to get a lot of bang for your buck right there with a guy like Roddick Foxa.
I mean, the only way over the top for them really is to have a guy get hurt early next year, and then I'll use that cushion to add a good player with trades, right? But now you're out of first-round picks to trade, so they're going to have to get creative.
Very much so.
Aggressive.
Very much so. I mean, it's going to be fascinating, the dance that Jim Neal's going to have to do, because I'm looking around at the West right now, and I'm thinking, I don't know. Like, how much better is the Stars team really going to be?
I mean, you don't have to be better, really, to be good enough to win a championship. You just need Edmonton and Florida to not be so good. I mean, you're good enough right now.
And maybe Edmonton, Evander Kane's gone. They moved him. It's possible. I mean, you stole their goalie or their head coach. So maybe their power play regresses, even though they've got two of the best players in the world. Maybe it wasn't the coach. We're hoping that it's the coach. Maybe it was just the players. I don't know, but I'm hopeful. Florida, you're not going to beat Florida. I just don't see that, even if you're able to make it to the Cup. And I don't think anybody's knocking off the Florida Panthers.
It's a physical game, Woolchuck.
It is. And they're built, I mean, so, so well. All right, let's slide into the top 10. The best sports movies of all time, courtesy of Ranker, which is voted on by the people. And this is tough. I mean, for a minute there, I was like, should I should I just do my own list? And then I'm like fighting with myself. Like, do I, what do I put where? Do I like this movie more than the other? I don't even know. It depends on the day I wake up and I'm like, yeah, Mighty Ducks over Miracle. What, are you an idiot? No, Miracle's way better than Mighty Ducks. Remember the Titans. Is that number one? I don't know. Is it Rocky? I think Rocky might be number one. So it was hard. I mean, there's so many good sports movies and there's some that I still haven't seen. And I know our buddy, Tim in Carthage, has been on us to watch this movie since the Nosebleed Seats days, and I still haven't seen it, and it's North Dallas 40. And that's the first movie that he texts in here from the 903. And
some Nick Nolte?
Nick Nolte.
Yeah, old Nick Nolte.
And wasn't that filmed in Denton? Like, I think it was filmed here locally. I've heard, like, it's an awesome movie, but no, I think it's based on Tom Landry a little bit in the Cowboys, but I still never saw North Dallas 40. There's some old boxing movies that I never saw.
Be honest, when you see like movie art like that, you think, oh, this is going to be horrible. Like, I'm just going to sit through a bad movie. You know, and I think a lot of those movies made from the 50s, 60s, and 70s can do that to you. And so I understand the reaction. Like, I was born in 76, and I see that, and I'm like, dude, no. Right, but North Dallas 40 is a must-watch. So is Brian's Song. Like, some of these old movies are flipping gold, dude. You just got to break through.
I know. Brian's Song's another one that I did see Brian's Song a long time ago, but I have not seen it in so long. I could probably use a refresher on that, and it'd probably all come flooding back. Like, the original Bad News Bears, I actually saw the remake Bad News Bears before I went back and watched the OG that came out when, in, like, the 70s, 76. So, like, I don't know. It just didn't hit the same. Like, I probably shouldn't have done that. I probably should have gone in chronological order instead of reverse order. I liked, what was it, Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy Bob.
The new one. And I liked it. I thought, I mean, I was a kid when it came out.
Great.
I loved it. I thought Bad News Bears was good. I mean, I thought, what was the other one with, like, the guys eating sunscreen and crap that was...
Benchwarmers,
yes.
Yeah, and Nick Swardson and Rob Schneider.
Right, and the Girl Scouts come and ring on the bell, and he's like, oh my God, he's freaked out. He doesn't want to go outside.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. If we went back and rewatched it now, we'd probably think that movie is atrocious and god awful.
Beef Stew.
There's so many good ones. The Program and Blue Chips.
Oh, yeah, The Program.
Program's great.
Seat at the table, baby. Starting defense.
All right, where are we going, Lucius? What are some of the ones that... I mean, there's so... And there's also documentaries. Like, Hoop Dreams? Hoop Dreams is an all-timer for me. Yeah. But documentary. Like...
Danbury Trashers, when you say documentary, that's one of the greatest sports documentary I've ever seen in my life. And it's about like a minor league hockey team, not even like major. Come on, fam.
No, that's wild that is a true story.
It's really good. Necessary Roughness, because it was filmed here in Denton area, right? And it has Sinbad in it.
Yeah, dude. What happened to Sinbad?
Yeah, well, he had a stroke.
Yeah.
He's coming back. He's standing strong right now. I like the movie The Fan. Wesley and Robert De Niro. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it because it has so many elements of sports in it. You know, the animosity towards each other, free agency, picking up a new guy, the sports radio in there. Yeah. I love that movie, bro.
I need to see this. I have not seen The Fan.
Oh, man. You're going to love it, bro.
I need to.
You're going to love it.
Pulled me into sports radio, I think, a little bit when that movie came out. It was great.
All right.
I like the horse racing movies, Seabiscuit and Secretariat.
Yeah,
those are well done.
Seabiscuit's really good. And there's a lot of good racing. I mean, Rush, I think, is an underrated movie when we talk about sports movies.
Ford versus Ferrari, those are great movies.
Phenomenal. Ford versus Ferrari was great. Honorable mentions on here. We've got Friday Night Lights.
Absolutely.
I mean, heck, it's a classic here, Texas High School Football. Bull Durham. I mean, we've done just the top 10 baseball movies before. Dawson, you had the take, right, that you thought some of these baseball movies were a little bit... Like over,
yeah. I said they all sucked, right? I think a lot of sports movies can miss, and you know, Field of Dreams is a kind of
like The Natural with Robert Redford's an honorable mention. I think a lot of people would probably put that in their top 10. Happy Gilmore was an honorable mention.
Here we go,
and we're what, 24 days away now?
Yeah, something like that. Are we going to be in Oxnard when that comes out? We might have to do like a hotel movie night.
We might, we could.
Well, Netflix and chill.
I want to say. Hold on, man. I thought you didn't like these months. Now we're gone.
Hey, yo.
I made a little comfy wumpy for us, man. Yeah.
I do respect
the couches
joke.
Together, bro. We're going to be all right.
Popcorn going.
I do like cracking the jokes.
No, you do, and I appreciate it.
It is a fun time.
Yeah, my wife called that out, too.
Yeah.
He sure does love the jokes. I'll tell you that.
Eric's good with the jokes.
I do. I like the jokes.
He loves the gay jokes.
Don't feel so good on any jokes. The 25th, I think, is what I want to say when it comes out. But we leave on the 27th, so maybe we could hold off and we do a Netflix and chill party.
Let's do it, man.
You want to?
Dawson seems fired up about it. Yeah, might be playing online poker that night.
Okay, he's out. The Mighty Ducks is an honorable mention, which I probably would have put it in my top 10. Like, I'm a sucker for the Mighty Ducks. It just, I was a kid when it came out. It's nostalgic as hell.
Flying V.
I love it.
I think you should be better than that, though, Wolchick. You got to understand, like, whatever movie opinions you had before about age 16 are subject to just being horribly wrong, okay?
So I shouldn't put this Angels in the Outfield in my top 10?
No, I don't think Angels in the Outfield goes. Mighty Ducks doesn't go. And The Sandlot especially doesn't go.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Especially.
All right. Especially?
Yeah.
The Sandlot's great.
Okay. You're cut off, sir, from drinking. You're cut off.
It's a nice kids movie.
Would you spike that Diet Coke?
Who's driving him home?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Somebody had to take up for Broaddus's absence, you know?
That's true. But Brian, I don't think, would have seen any of these. That's the difference. Speaking of Keanu Reeves, he's had a lot of airtime today. We're talking about John Wick. The Replacements is an honorable mention. That's a good movie.
Hardball.
Oh.
Hardball.
Boy, they get you right in the heart, boy. Dude, I tell you
big
what.
Big time. G, baby.
Yes. Forever. Hardball is a tough watch.
And just like a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
Like, really.
Well, Uncut Gems.
Oh,
I mean, Uncut
God.
Gems, I think you could consider a sports movie.
As stressful a movie as I've ever watched.
No question. I thought I was going to have a panic attack watching that in the theater with my dad. I was like, wait a second, what is going on?
Every time you think he's finally got it.
Dude.
Okay, all right. We can move on.
And then, not so fast, my friends, Lee Corso style. Moneyball, honorable mention. Slapshot, which is an all-time hockey movie. If you haven't seen Slapshot, that's one that was made in the 70s.
There you go.
Probably looks a little grainy, but it still holds up. And then Caddyshack. Caddyshack's just on the outside looking in.
I'm all right.
Such
don't worry about me.
I never saw Caddyshack 2. Was it worth watching?
Can't imagine that.
I don't know. I've only seen parts of it at times.
I only saw the first one. I'm probably not going to do this. 817, how dare Gavin disrespect that movie? Oh, he's Angels in the Outfield's the one he's coming at you for. Matthew McConaughey's first ever appearance. Are you kidding me? A League of Their Own being texted
kids
in.
Kids movie.
Wait, what? Matthew McConaughey's first appearance in what, a sports movie or something?
Angels in the Outfield.
Isn't he like from another movie? All right. Something about the girls being younger. He's the same age.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, yes. That probably was his first sports movie.
Okay.
But I think Dazed and Confused was pre-Angels in the Outfield.
Gotta be,
it
bro.
It had to have been. It had to, because I think Angels in the Outfield was like 94, maybe, I want to say. And I think Dazed and Confused was before that.
Mandela.
It was 93 or 94.
Around the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just hitting his stride. Little Giants, that's also a tremendous film. But that was pre-16, so I don't know. Does Little Giants still hold up?
No, I'm sure a lot of these,
it does.
You look at them a little bit differently, but that's why you don't watch
them.
You
go yourself.
You remember and you appreciate how you felt when you watched that movie.
Yannick Sagasino of Puerto Rico lives on for life.
That's a good point. That play does still live
on. Gosh, it's so good. Number 10, The Karate Kid, Dawson.
Oh, yeah, this is greatness.
You're the biggest Karate Kid fan I think I've met.
I've probably seen the movie 40 times.
Yeah.
You know, didn't have cable growing up. We had that on VHS, so we'd watch that and Back to the Future. A lot of Balboa.
Oh, and Rocky is probably always my number one.
What? Have you guys seen the story in the last like week where the guy from
Karate Kid,
he like bit somebody?
Well, I think it was the show. I think it was the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Because I haven't watched the
Poor
show.
Guy.
I don't even understand.
They were like co-stars, and he bites one of the female co-stars.
Yeah, he got a little too frisky. And she just didn't want that. And I think he was being kind of flirtatious.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
How far can I push this?
He's, you know, like, oh, your hair smells good type guy. Like,
take a nibble.
Yeah, I'm going to take a little bite of you.
Karate Kid star apologizes for biting his co-star at fan event.
Yeah.
Like, what?
At a fan event?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
The police officer scolded him. He was like, hey, it is not good to bite on people. I was like, what? Where are we?
Weirdest story
Public
ever.
Service announcement. Yeah. Don't bite the kids. Rudy at number 9, one of the most overrated sports movies of all time.
Most famous Notre Dame person of all time.
100%.
Yeah, most famous, I'm sorry.
Which is wild.
Joe Montana went to Notre Dame.
Yes. I mean, the list of great, great football stars in other sports, and it's Rudy. That's the first name that you're going to think of is Rudy.
And then Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend.
True. A League of Their Own coming in at number 8. Hoosiers at number 7. I used to be a hater of Hoosiers, too. It's grown on me.
Was anybody surprised to find out that was Cooper Flagg's favorite movie of all time?
I didn't think he liked movies.
No, it's music that he doesn't like.
Yeah. Like, my apologies.
Never really been big into music.
Like, who? That's the first time I've ever heard anybody say that in the history of the world.
Psychopath.
Not big into music? What?
Makes me nervous.
Six is Field of Dreams.
How do you get hyped up?
Yeah.
There's what no are you way. Thinking about in your brain, dog?
It's pretty unbelievable. Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, when I see Cooper Flagg now, I just see all the little dweebs that are running around Abby right now, you know, like 13, 14 years old. He's basically just a teenage dork, you know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy how young these kids are.
Especially him.
He's got the baby family. Because he is. He's a little kid.
Jason Kidd still just wants to make him uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Mr. Unlimited. Top five sports movies of all time. Five is Miracle. I so underrated. I love Miracle.
Yeah. Again.
Four, Remember the Titans. Three, Major League. I think Remember the Titans better.
Major League is with Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
Just that one.
Yes. Yeah.
I get a lot of these mixed up.
A lot of those baseball movies are kind of similar. And then Kevin Costner's in just about all of them. Two is The Sandlot, Gavin. Sorry. But number one, best sports movie of all time, and I do agree, Rocky.
Yes. I love it. Yeah. The original? I mean,
the original.
Any of the first four should be
tremendous.
Best sports movie of all time. The list for everybody else starts at number five.
And Creed's really good. And shout out to Cool Runnings. You're right, 817 deserves a mention.
And Dodgeball.
In Dodgeball.
Top 10 at 220 every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Wolchuk's going back to back. I think we have Sounds of the Sports Day coming up next. What you got?
Yeah, let's do it. We got Joey Porter versus Ray Lewis. And which quarterback are you taking in their prime?
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
That's next in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan coming up at 3 o'clock. I have some Cowboys news for you because at 3:20 we'll talk with Michael Hellman, Texas Ranger. Made a great play last night. Rangers player show coming up at 3:20. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, let's get to some NFL sounds of the day. And had this yesterday, but our Cowboys conversation, we were flowing with the Netflix doc trailer. But Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, hey, summer radio, he definitely got it stirred up as he went on his podcast, Footballin', via Yahoo Sports, and had this to say in regards to who would he rather have, Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I would take Aaron in his prime over Patrick now. I think Aaron Rodgers in his prime was one of the top few to ever do it. And so is Patrick Mahomes at his prime. Patrick Mahomes is just like entering out of his prime, I think.
You think?
I mean, I think Patrick Mahomes is a phenomenal. He's going to go down as another arguable GOAT. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's only like one GOAT, but there's GOATs.
Okay.
There's only one goat. But there's goats.
But there's obviously plenty of goats.
Well, so there's two parts to this. The first part is, do you think Patrick Mahomes is entering the end of his prime? I feel like he is in his prime right now.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is like, what, 30 years old?
Yeah. And we're seeing, I mean, what, it Brady played until he was 42?
Yeah, and Brady was a different animal. I mean, let's not forget that Mahomes does like beer and real ice cream cones.
He is a freak when it comes to what he's doing. I mean, we saw him trains. The quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah, like it's not like the guy isn't trying to prolong his career, but yeah, he's not the guacamole ice cream, avocado ice cream kind of guy.
For a long time, quarterbacks over 30 weren't winning, and that defined a lot of Ben Roethlisberger's era. Like a quarterback over 30 didn't win the Super Bowl, I think, for quite a while. So I think it's fair to say like your athletic prime is ending around 30, you know, at the longest maybe 32, 33, but your prime as a quarterback isn't necessarily that dependent on your athleticism. So I think you can kind of keep yourself about as good or even better as when you were maybe quicker or stronger or more balanced in your mid-20s.
Yeah, I mean, so he's 29. He'll probably turn 30 this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think quarterbacks now can probably play till they're 35, and they're still going to be in their prime years. I mean,
if you don't
get
hurt, you can go to 38, 39, because there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And you've been in the league for four or five times longer than most of the people on the field. Mm-hmm. You're playing chess. Everybody else is playing checkers. There's a tremendous advantage to that.
Now, there could be pushback, probably like Lamar Jackson or maybe even a Josh Allen.
Guys that are super dependent on
running
their mobility. Yes.
Right.
And Mahomes does have some of that for sure.
Yeah. But he picks and chooses, and it seems like it's really in the playoffs. All of a sudden now he's going to use his legs.
Yeah. Yeah. He's less dependent on it than some of these other guys. But I do think that he's here to stay for a while. And Mahomes, I mean, I understand where Roethlisberger's coming from. Rodgers was incredible. So it's not like you can completely crap on what he's saying. But other than the fact that Mahomes' prime is about to be over. Yeah. Mahomes is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going Mahomes. I will say, like, Rodgers, obviously, being a Cowboy fan, we probably know better than anybody the greatness that is Aaron Rodgers. We've seen it happen to us twice in heartbreaking fashion. In 14, he's beaten the Cowboys on a one leg, essentially. He's gimping around on a bad calf. They find a way to get that win at Lambeau. And then in 2016, he makes one of the all-time throws that we've ever seen, hitting Jared Cook on the sideline, mm-hmm. and we know what happened there. So I am never going to discount the greatness that it is Aaron Rodgers. But there is something about, when it comes to quarterbacks, we're judging them on postseason, right? And Aaron Rodgers lost four conference championship games after they made that Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes has lost, what, two ever? To Burrow and to Brady?
One to Brady, one to Burrow.
And he's won three or four? What? Actually, how many Super Bowls has he been to now? Five? He 3-2?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, the guy's never not played in an AFC championship game when he's been a starting quarterback. He's at least gotten his team to that point. I don't think it's really much of a debate that I would still go with Mahomes, but I get what he means by Rodgers was a freak animal. He was multiple-time league MVP, and those Packers teams, maybe not all on Aaron Rodgers. You could probably look at some other reasons why they came up short, but I got to go. I got to lean Mahomes here.
I mean, Mahomes has more clutch moments. He's got the better resume, but it's too hard to call it for me between a lot of these quarterbacks. I mean, what the Chiefs have done and Spags has done for them on defense is tremendous.
Yeah. No, the Chiefs defense has probably not gotten enough credit during this entire thing. Because, again, we look at the quarterback, right? And we always elevate the quarterback.
I mean, I know the Packers' defense was great in the early part of the decade, but I don't think they could sustain that squad.
Yeah, they probably, I mean, by the time the Cowboys played them there in 2016, I mean, they did have their way with that Packers defense in the second half. That's for damn sure. Like, Dak went off, Dez had two touchdowns, 150 yards. Like, they were able to move the football. That Packers defense was not nearly as good as the one that they did win the Super Bowl with. All right, let's go to coldest balls, shall we? Kevin Hart talking with Lamar Jackson. And this is tremendous stuff. Was Kevin Hart is asking Lamar, just what position do you think he could play on the Baltimore Ravens?
What position would you let me play if I was on the Ravens?
Position?
Come on now. And keep in mind, I'm minus 2 pounds right now. So normally I'm coming a little heavier.
Damn.
Yeah.
What you can do for us?
I mean, I see myself, honestly, in the slot.
Slot?
Yeah, I see myself in the slot. Because I know.
Oh, no,
I know.
No. We have tall motherfuckers at slot.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Yeah, so that's what they used to.
Nah, we might have you on the sideline. I ain't gonna
sideline? Okay. That's an honest question. On this show, honestly, if we're not going to be honest with each other, then there's no reason to get in this tub. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because we're going to need you to get in later.
I'll have you on the sidelines. That's probably. I mean, could you imagine Kevin Hart dressed in an actual NFL uniform and going out on the field? He'd look smaller than Deuce Vaughn. And I love you, Deuce, but that's even jarring. Like, the first time I think we all saw Deuce at training camp.
Yes.
I knew Deuce Vaughn was small from watching him at K-State. That looked jarring. And I think Kevin Hart might be smaller.
I'm here for it. I'm sure we can find a way. Kevin Hart makes an appearance everywhere. So I think it's only a matter of time before we get a helmet.
I think if he leaned out a little bit, like, I know he likes to work out and try to get tiny and buffy. If you leaned him out, I think you could throw him over. You know, enough with the tush push going under. We're going over with Kevin Hart.
That was the Mike Leach play from years ago, where he wanted to have a dwarf that he was just launching over the line of scrimmage in short yarded situations.
That might be the way Deuce Vaughn can stay on the roster.
Remember the Eagles Super Bowl?
Oh, he was handling
Kevin Hart.
Didn't he
try to get up there on the podium and he got stiff armed by the security guard? Like,
yeah, that was great, dude.
Shoot.
You get out of here. Okay.
I'm just imagining Tyler Smith, though, launching Deuce Vaughn for a first down.
I'd kind of love this. Maybe you put one of the tight ends at fullback.
Do you throw him by the hips? Shoulder? The thighs? That's
a good question.
Or do you grab him by the ankles and give him a good real
How do you get this lift over?
Is there a spin first? What's the technique here?
I think he's grabbing him from, like, the shoulder pads.
I was kind of thinking
shoulder pads. Or, like, up under the armpits.
Yeah.
And then just launching him.
Launched.
Like the world's strongest man when he used to launch.
Armpits are
going to
feel ridiculous, bro. Yeah. A grown man picking you up by the armpits, you're going to feel crazy.
No, but it's kicking your feet. It's for the team. It's for the team, baby. Anything for that first down.
First, and then Deuce gets up and gives you the air.
Yes, the Deuce is loose. Maybe he does a little stank. The sniff that's no longer banned, that's not allowed anymore. All right, let's go to not just football.
The wipe.
Thank you. What was sniff. I saying? The stiff, the stink, whatever.
Everything except for what it was.
Yeah, except for what it was. That's weird.
You think that's them smelling their finger.
They're sniffing the finger, guys. Guess what I just did?
It was fair. Stink. I think that was a finger sniff.
Joey Porter wanting to fight the entire Baltimore Ravens team. I'd kind of like this in a world where we're getting former athletes together. Could we get Joey Porter versus Ray Lewis? Here's the story.
I had just got shot in Denver. This is week 1. I have to miss the game. I'm in pregame warm-up. Ray Lewis is out there getting ready for the game. He's looking at me and talking directly to me. This is my house. We about to do this, X, Y, and Z. I looked around like, who are we talking to? I looked, I said, damn, it's just me out here. I'm like, man, you talking to me? So I start stretching. I'm like, Rod, go get my gear. You think I can't play? I'm about to play today. My hands just got shot. I'm about to Wolverine myself. This hole in my body is no longer there. Joey, you're not playing. So now I'm so damn angry because Raiden got me gassed up. So yeah. We beat him. Plax and Corey Fuller is going at it. They're talking, having a conversation. And Ray come out. He see Corey. He's like, Corey, man, you good over there? And I'm like, nah, he ain't good. Come and check on him. Then he said, nah, man, I'm gonna pray for you. And then he got on the bus. And that shit made me mad. And that's when I started walking towards the bus. I'm like, you talked all that shit. Now, don't send me a prayer. Don't pray for me, man. And then they see me walking towards that, and then that's when they started the story. Oh, Joey got on the bus trying to fight Ray Lewis. Now people that know the story, they know.
Man, I would love Joey Porter versus Ray Lewis. I mean, Steelers Ravens was just, it's still great, but it was all time.
It really was, dude.
Back in the 2000s, dude. And there's nothing more patronizing, probably, than a guy like Ray Lewis who's going to talk all that S, and then after the game, like, yeah, I'm going to pray for you, man. Like, no, screw you, bro. You've just been running your mouth for 60 minutes, then you want to act like we're buddies after this thing? Like, that's something with UFC fights. Like, these guys are kicking each other's, literally beating each other to a pulp, and then they're hugging afterwards, like, respect, respect. I mean, that's the beauty of the sport, but it is wild to think about how these guys can just go out there and beat the crap out of one another. And then we're just broskies afterwards.
Man, Ray Lewis was just having fun. He was like, to the person, that was just trash talk,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, no,
we were
big.
Just playing football.
Joey Porter's trying to board the team bus to fight everybody.
I mean, the way he opens it, just got shot.
Joey Porter, yeah. Probably the one guy that stands out among the rest of, like, just the aging factor really? Of seeing him in the Super Bowl, just, like, looking like a completely different person. Like, the sport completely, just his whole body. It's just like, dude, the wear and tear on that body.
Yeah,
was serious.
Okay, I have some Mavs content for you. Thank you, Woolchuck. Okay, and then we'll jump into a C-Note Ranger player show coming up at 3:20. Mr. Steal a Base and Tie the Game last night, Michael Hellman. Boach was talking about his speed before the game, and we saw it. Unfortunately, didn't get the dub, so they'll be back after it tonight, pregame at 6:30, and Michael Hellman's coming up at 3:20. But we'll talk Rangers and then C-Note with you coming up next year on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and such. Wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.